Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville's sports original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's Johnny.
And happy hump day, everyone. Already Wednesday. We're getting close. I mean, this is only, what, two Wednesdays before Christmas kind of thing?
Literally, yeah.
I mean, two weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all know.
The big man will be.
We'll all know whether or not we've been naughty or nice or somewhere in between. If there's coal underneath the Christmas tree or more presents.
If there's coal and sticks and presents, that means you're in the middle.
I guess.
I don't know.
Can you, like, make up for bad behavior in these last 2 weeks?
I would hope so.
I'm asking for a friend, as the old expression goes. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Open first two segments, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 615-844-5600, 844-5600. Broadcasting out of the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, the coldest team in town, where they offer great wages and benefits for drivers to join their team. If you'd like more information, just go to their website, GogginCold.com. Coming up at 4:35, Adam Sparks. He is the Vanderbilt beat writer with the Tennessee, and he'll be a part of the show. At 5:05, Joe Rexrow with the Athletic here in Nashville, talking Titans and more. At 5:37, Ryan Callahan from Knoxville with GoVols247.com. And then just after 6, Ryan Fowler, talk show host in Tuscaloosa with Tide 100.9 FM. So that's what's in store. A big conversation piece today. $324 million for 9 years. Pricey, Gerrit Cole, right? And I'm just, thinking out loud here. And I understand if you wanted to, like, well, the last 10 years, the eight teams that have won the World Series had one of these arms, one of these famous arms that we talk about all the time in Major League Baseball. Here's the thing. At that kind of price, let me go find maybe two, $10 million-plus dollar hitters. I'll take my chances with a couple of $5 million a year pitchers, and we'll see where the chips fall at that. Because, you're only talking about now. It's not like the old days when I was growing up following baseball, when I was a kid, where you didn't have a rotation of five, or in some cases now we have some that's a rotation of six. You had guys that pitched 40-plus games as starters. They would go every fourth game.
Yeah.
So you would get 40-plus starts for some of these guys. If you're Wilbur Wood, the knuckleballer who used to pitch for Chicago, the White Sox, he would pitch the first game and a second game of a doubleheader. Can't make that up. You would have starters in the 16th inning. I saw that as a kid.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. Today, if you get to five innings, okay.
We've got to get somebody up.
Got to be looking for help. I mean, seriously, back then, there'd be like nothing games or 1-1. You'd have games going in extra innings, and your starter would still be out there.
Right.
And so this guy will pitch, get 30 to 31 starts as far as regular season? I think you might get three good years or above average years, with this great year. And then at that point, are you getting your full value of your 30-plus million you're paying for him? Probably not.
Hey,
good. If I'm a fan of the teams inside the Yankees division, good. Go ahead and spend all your money. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
That's just way too much. I would find better ways to use my budget. But then again, though, they're way past the luxury tax, so does it matter?
Right.
I don't think it's good for baseball. Good luck with that.
I mean, with Gerrit Cole, he's had two good seasons. So this last year, yes, he had a good season. The year before that, not bad. But when he was with Pittsburgh, I mean, he was good, but he wasn't an ace. I mean, this is like superstar to the 10th power type money here, and I'm just shocked that the Yankees spent that much on him.
I am just glad that the Philadelphia Phillies overpaid for Bryce Harper. Let them, you know, overinvest in some of these guys. I love that.
I'm actually shocked that the Phillies didn't get Garrett Cole for $324 million.
Just keep throwing that money out there. Well, then when they were posting all the salaries, at least a Mike Trout, who's making way more than those guys. I mean, he's making over $400 million in his contract. At least somebody like Trout, he plays every day.
Right.
He's not like playing every fifth day. So,
and he's actually hitting over 270 and 30 homers every year.
That's just, to me, if I'm a GM, I would find better use of my money. But when you've got that kind of money and you get these private TV contracts, LA's got one. I know, obviously, the Yankees do too. You have extra money that no one else has.
Right.
So go for it.
And I think the Phillies have it too now, and that's why they were able to give Bryce what they gave him.
I think they pay more combined per year for Stanton and now Cole than the entire Baltimore roster. Let that sink in for just a second. Because, you know, I never thought that we should get to the point where we need a salary cap in baseball. I think we do now.
I think it's gone overboard now.
But I don't know how you do that in the sense that you would penalize teams that are in these bigger markets. I understand that, and they're not going to be wanting to do it because of the fact that they can have these private deals and bring in more money. But like in the NFL, as I remember, like I said, I was taking my wife to a game back in December of 2014, and the Jets were playing the Titans. And I said, you know, and these were, at that point, a combined 5 wins for the year. And you wonder why fans of the Titans aren't, like, rushing out to catch Houston right now. Remember how we were bashing how bad the Titans were earlier this year? Stupid decision. And see, that's the whole point. Not long ago. And then you go the fact that this organization took this city for granted for so long, took the fans for granted for so long, and then you're going, hey, we're winning now. Well, where are you? You don't do that. You can't make all of those mistakes over and over and over and over again. And then just because you've had a good stretch for a month, now you want the fans to forget everything? Sorry, I'm not blaming the fans. I've said it all this week. I've said it over the last month. I'm not blaming the fans if you don't show up at the game on Sunday in person. There's, you know, I mean, to me, just because this team has had this success with 4 straight wins does not mean all is forgiven. All right? And here's the thing. The ones, you don't have to convince me. I'll be there working the game. So I'm going to be there, period. I'd be there, honestly, if they were, you know, 1-11 right now. I'm there. I have to be there. So, but the bottom line is that I'm not forgetting the fact that you didn't come close to spending your salary cap money. I'm not forgiving the fact that you pocketed money where you could at least have some more attractive players out there to inspire the fans to come out when you were 1-31 combined. Was that, or what was that record again? 3? What was the record?
No, they were 5-27.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about now the Bengals, but yeah. 5-27 combined. Yeah, all these bad losses and bad teams start, you know, register. Oh, no, right. The Cleveland Browns. That's the one that was
1-31. That's the one you're thinking of, yeah.
But 5-27, I'm not blaming you if you don't want to spend your hard-earned money on that. And honestly, until recently, it's been boring to watch a Titans game. Boring last year. Oh, but they win. Who cares if it's boring?
It was boring earlier in the year.
It was.
I mean, the second game of the year, you know,
I'm having to stick needles in the side of my face to stay awake, even watching on the tube some of these games. And you're going, well, but it's still a W. Yeah, who wants to come out and see? What was some of these, like last year? What was
19-17.
Oh, worse than that even.
Yeah, 13-10 probably.
14-7 against Buffalo. Yeah, that just screams excitement right there. Just
it was good defense.
You know, forget about being on the edge of your seat. I'm not, like I said, if you're a Titans fan and you're part of the group, now look, you're paying attention because TV ratings show me now you're paying attention, and that's increased throughout the year, and I get that. But if you'd rather stay at home watching the comfort of your living room, so be it.
Yeah.
I am not blaming you. You have a free pass because this organization, what happened in with 4 wins in a row, great that they're tight. You know, even what the, get the, this is a good point. So a hot streak, right? What has it done? They're not even in first place. Houston wins the tiebreaker. Houston right now, if you split with Houston's going to have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So you got to win both of these games. Not just this week. You have to win in two more weeks on the road. But I go back to the fact that this has been, you know, went on for a decade where this organization took this city for granted, took the fans for granted. Oh, we're the NFL. They'll come out no matter what. You know, the biggest thing, we talk about this all the time in sports, and Vanderbilt, and look, the Vanderbilt fans took forever to learn this lesson. You go from happy fan to angry fan to I don't care anymore. It took four decades for Vanderbilt fans to say I don't care anymore, because they were there. And talking about taking a fan base for granted, Vanderbilt Athletics certainly took their fan base for granted with regards to football. But, you know, you can't allow that to happen. When you allow apathy to set in, you got to just start all over.
Yeah.
Pretend that you've never been in that city before. Three or four wins in a row is not going to change anything with regards to that. And just when you have a chance to keep people coming back, guess what happens? The Titans blow a game.
Happens every time.
You look at last year. Start building that momentum, and then a chance for the Titans' final game, win the game, you're in the playoffs, you lose it. We go back to flirting with winning the division. Everybody go, well, the Titans went to the playoffs in 2017. Yeah, you blew the AFC South, so then you had to start the playoffs on the road. Y'all, the fans who've invested in season tickets, been waiting for a home playoff game for over a decade. You're still waiting, and guess what? Here we are in 2019, and you are still waiting. So all this talk, calling out the fans for not showing up, I don't blame the fans if you don't want to show up on Sunday. You should. It's going to be entertaining. Finally.
Hopefully.
But this does not make up for bad behavior that's been going on. Put it this way. If the Titans, the organization, was waiting for Santa and today is Christmas, you don't get rewarded with lots of presents from Santa Claus because of the last 4 weeks. Because, I mean, the bad behavior does not get rewritten just because of 4 weeks.
It's true.
You know why I know this? Santa told me.
I've had that problem a few times.
And I go back to Vanderbilt. You know, how faithful has this fan base been? I'm not a Vanderbilt. I'm a fan of the SEC. I love SEC history. I'll talk SEC history, any program. Last night after the Brinkman's Wine and Spirits remote yesterday. And by the way, thanks for all of you that showed up yesterday. I know the weather was cold. We go from nice warm weather the day before to that. But I appreciate all of you that showed up. I was talking, found out this person who was there. We were having conversation. You know, there were some tastings going on, like they always have impromptu tastings going on at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits there in Brentwood by the post office. And it was a person that's an Ole Miss grad. So it got into the conversation. I'll talk, you name any team in the SEC, I can talk history with you all day long with your program.
There you go.
I don't have to talk about my favorite team. I can talk about your favorite team because I appreciate all these things. But I bring it up because to me, when you think about loyal fan bases, I don't know if there's a more loyal fan base than the Commodore fans. I mean, bless your heart.
I mean, yeah, want that Southern mama.
Look,
bless your heart.
I should know. I've been a lifelong Jets fan. I have suffered. I understand suffering. Now, college football, not so much. Growing up a Bama fan, going to school at Florida State, I've enjoyed a lot of Saturdays.
You've had a lot of success.
But I've also had teams, like I finally gave up my Atlanta Hawks. I don't care about Atlanta Hawks ever. And I was the biggest Atlanta Hawks basketball fan, period. Right? You know, it goes back to the Pistol Pete days, all right?
Ooh.
So, and it finally, back in what, 5 years ago, I finally said, forget it. I'm done. Just done. I'm not wasting any more energy, no more emotions. It's not that I hate them. I just don't care anymore.
There you go.
And that's what we see often now, especially on social media, where the fan bases throughout the country for various teams, but right now we see it now with Vanderbilt. You've gone now from angry fan, and I've seen angry fan for 20 years. Before that, it was just like, this is who we are. And then all of a sudden, James Franklin, even in some cases too, Bobby Johnson, big win against South Carolina last decade.
Yep.
When they were ranked number 6 in the country. But what James Franklin showed, hey, this is what this program is capable of being. And then, you know, you what do? How do you reward the fans in that case? You didn't.
Didn't do anything.
And so now you start getting the angry fan to the point where they don't care anymore. People don't want to they don't want to renew their tickets. Look, here's a good example. The conversations I had with folks at Ole Miss, and look, I commend Matt Luke. You know, he inherited a bad situation. You know, first 2 years, they get the bowl ban, so they couldn't go to bowl no matter if they were bowl eligible or not. He had to, you know, navigate those waters. But the bottom line is, when you have a losing team, which they had this year, although it was very young, and this is one of the actual coaches who can say, I had a young team this year. When you're 85% of your offense is produced by freshmen, that's called a young team.
Wow.
What are you going to do when all of a sudden people aren't renewing their tickets? When they have 8 season tickets, they're not renewing any of them. Or you go back, you look at a customer who had 10, reduced to 6, and then wasn't renewing. You know, that's the message. You know, you've got to, if you're an AD, you got to look at the bottom line and go, we're just gonna go broke here doing this.
Right.
We're not gonna have forget about a football program that could compete. We're not gonna be able to compete even against some of these buy your W kind of teams that we put on the schedule. And they had to make the decision, and boy, they went for a home run, and they feel like they have that person in Lane Kiffin. But a lot of times, I mean, look, Florida State, same situation. They would have fired Willie Taggart last year. They saw the numbers on the wall. They saw the lack of attendance. They couldn't afford to do it last year. This season, year later, they had no choice. They had to pull it off. And now you see all the excitement that they're generating now, social media-wise. Love the hit with Mike Norvell. They like his passion. They like what he had to say when he got hired. And sometimes you have to be in that situation where you move forward.
Yeah. And he's, you know, a very young and very energetic type of coach. I mean, he kind of reminds me of a younger James Franklin when he came to Vandy. He just, you know, he's that type of recruiter. And I think that's what Norvell is as well. And he's going to do that at Florida State.
I mean, I go to some of the – and look, I think a lot of cases these are probably fans as, you know, dressed up as – they're Auburn fans dressed up as Bama fans, or Tennessee fans dressed up as Bama fans when they post some of the things they do with these fake accounts on Twitter about Fire Saban and all that. But even with that said, you know, the Alabama fan, there's no apathy there. They're just mad they're not one of the 4 playoff teams. And so – and it's like, you know, sometimes you got to – realize how lucky and fortunate you do. I mean, there's only, what, 5 or 6 programs in the last 6 years combined with a winning percentage of 80% or better?
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 or 6. There's 130 football programs playing. I don't have the exact number from me, but I can probably pull it up during the break. But literally, going into this past weekend, I think there's 5 or 6 with 80% winning percentages or better. That's it. That's it. 5 or 6 teams total out of what we're talking about, of 130 teams. And yet you have Bama fans that are angry. And it's like, stop a second. You got national championships in 2011, 2012, 2015, 2017. You're one win away from having the most wins ever in any decade period in college football history. You'll be tied with Penn that did it in the 1890s. You have all these nice things, and you play for a national championship every year from 2011 to present, except for this year and 2013. I mean,
I'd give anything for that, honestly.
2014, you're one of the 4 playoff teams. Actually had a big lead, 20-6 on Ohio State. And they came charging back and won 42-28. Somebody by the name of, Zeke Elliott.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me of that.
615-844-5600. Once again, coming up a little bit later this hour, Adam Sparks with the Tennessean. Feel free to weigh in. 615-844-5600. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
All right, headed out this afternoon. An injury accident in the clearing stages now. Edmondson Pike at Blackman Road. Look out there. That's in Nashville. Pretty much bumper to bumper from 40 all the way around the South Loop out to 24. TDOT's clearing some debris out of the roadway. 40 eastbound around 46th Avenue, so look out for that. That's out west of town. And still got road maintenance working 65 north just above Briley Parkway. Hey, it's better to know them than not to know them. Free at Last Bail Bonds, 615-242-3733. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on Time Traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a Geico office and yelled, "Someone please help me save some money on car insurance," everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with Geico. It's almost better than sports.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap, even here in the offseason, believe it or not. Now, last week was Champions Week from Nashville. We will recap that as well as a ton more. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Doublemint Camry. And you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at facebook.com/thefinalapp. You'll get everything you need to know right there, every single weekday, right here.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Coal Hall Studios. You know, the other thing, too, when we talk about, okay, you got to be there. You got to be there on Sunday to support the Titans against the Texans. They've earned that. You owe it to them. Blah, 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 blah. I'll give you an example. I mean, look, first of all, 27-plus rating this past week. That's what the NFL is interested in, yeah. Because when you get ratings like that across the country, that's when they can charge extra for these TV packages. That's why, for the most part, all the salaries are covered before the first season, for the first ticket is sold anyway. That because the teams get the, you know, this ball gets broken down, so they get covered right from that standpoint. But you know, just for a family of four, this is, you know, the holiday season, gift giving season, right? All right, so the lowest, I just put in for four tickets, right, and see what I got. This is not on secondary market either. You know, this is not the, you know, Titans season ticket holders reselling. So you can get, you know, upper deck, $53 each, standard ticket. So that means four times four, that's $212, plus you got to pay the handling charge. Then you got to pay probably in the neighborhood of $20 to park. Your fortune, around 20.
If you're lucky.
You have to walk a little bit, but 20 bucks. I mean, and then you start thinking about price of Coke, price of a beer, price of a hot dog. I mean, you're pushing now way over 300.
And God forbid,
for
going
a family
to
of four.
And God forbid going to the team store.
Wait, oh, yeah. Oh, you got to have a game program. Well, they hand those out.
Hand those out, yeah.
But if you want to get a you know, something from the team store, you know, and you've got two kids. I want daddy, 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 daddy.
Yep.
And they're officially licensed product, so it's not like you're getting somebody who made it in their home printing shop as far as T-shirts.
No, most of the shirts and jerseys are going to be 30-plus.
So you start adding that up, and this is at Christmas. I mean, I don't know about you, but when you think about, you know, mortgages, you know, food on the table, you know, all utility bills, holiday season, and it's like, oh, yeah, and let's fork out 300-plus, probably if safe, probably around 400 if you got, like I said, if you're taking a family of four, two kids, wanting the extra stuff. It's going to be close to four tickets and everything.
Yeah.
How many people have that, honestly? That's when we start bringing in and you start thinking about MLS and all that. Look at all the money it's going to generate, all the fans that will be showing up. It's not like the people here locally have more money. It's not like you're and if you're doing it, then the FBI needs to be called if you're printing money in your basement or in your garage or something.
Or send me some, yeah.
So, you know, when we start bringing in these new venues and these new activities, everybody assumes that, oh, we'll just spend more. Well, to spend more, you have to make more.
Exactly.
So stop with that nonsense. So, I know, if you don't want to go to the game on Sunday, you don't owe it to anybody. You have choices, and if your choice is to watch the game at home, so be it.
Yeah. Because I can guarantee you can go to the fridge without having to pay.
Because I've heard that word. Oh, the fans owe it to this team. They've earned the right for you to show up on Sunday. You owe it to them to be there representing your favorite team, the Titans. No, you don't.
No.
Stop with that. Because you know why? They're getting rich anyway off of you from watching it at home.
Exactly.
You're making billionaires richer is what you're doing. You don't know, and the, so it's just, it's a bit, you always hear players talk about that, well, it's a business, so that's why I decided to play for Team A instead of your favorite team, instead of the hometown team here. I had to make a business decision for me and my family. How many times have you heard that? Had to make a decision for me and my family, so I'm going to be playing, you know, football here, baseball there, whatever the case may be. This is a business decision that you get to make in your household this time of year, how you want to spend your money. And if the decision for you and it works best for you to watch the game at home and use that money in other ways, so be it. Once again, don't be suckered into you owe anybody. You only have to look at yourself in the mirror and realize, hey, can I afford it? Do we want to go have fun? Go for it.
Sure.
Otherwise, you don't owe them anything.
No.
615-844-5600. Husker Richie in Nashville. Welcome to the show.
Johnny, if you will, give me a little explanation as far as the Titans. I take it this game this weekend is a must win. But then after that, can we just win one of the last two? Does it matter what we win?
Doesn't matter. It's really simple. Right. You got to beat Houston twice. Or if you don't, then you have to rely on Houston losing. If Houston wins this week, they got to lose the next 2 weeks. You have to then win the next 2 weeks.
Okay. I don't like our chances of sweeping Houston. I really don't.
Well, that's where the problem comes because of the fact that the Titans, that's why the Titans are not in first place today. Same record as Houston, but they're not in first place is because they lose on the tiebreakers.
Right.
So if you don't win on Sunday, this is about as must win as you get. Just like I said, Oakland was important just from a tiebreaker standpoint, because if Oakland's in that situation with regards to a wild card and you're competing with them and they've got the head to head over you, you lose out on that. So it was really one of the last. So it was important not only to get Oakland out of the way from that standpoint, but it was also important getting that additional win in conference play in case of these tiebreakers. And so if you lose on Sunday, if you're the Titans, you've got to win the next two and hope Houston loses to Tampa Bay next week.
All right, Johnny, I've got a quick fantasy football question. I could start Patrick Mahomes with maybe an injured hand. They say he's going to play at home versus Denver, or I could start Tannehill. Don't be a Titan homer. You give me a fantasy football answer.
I like the efficiency that Ryan Tannehill has brought to the table, and the fact that what he's been able to do finding AJ Brown. Look, Brown is, you know, he showed us this when he was in college with Ole Miss. And I'm going to go with Tannehill on that. Because here's the thing. When the Titans get into the red zone, they find ways to score. And Tannehill gets you the long – do you get extra bonus points for anything like completions or what type of system are you in?
It's not PPR. If one of them gets 300 yards passing, I get a 5-point bonus, and all touchdowns are 6.
You know, based on what you're saying, and look, Denver can be surprising on defense, and so yeah, I'd go with Tannehill.
It's going to be hard for me to do it, Johnny, but I'm trying to get courage to do that.
Think about it. Go looking into the numbers again and feel good about your decision when you make it.
Well, the fact that Mahomes, they had to check his hand to make sure it wasn't broken, and it isn't, but if your hand is bad enough that you think it might be broken, maybe he's not the starter for me this week.
And what happens when Denver hits him? You know, it's not like he's not going to get hit by Denver. So if it's...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, just like we saw Tua Tagovailoa able to play against LSU, and what was he looking like at the end of that game? Like he was on one leg, limping around. So if you're Denver, with that defense, you know that Mahomes has a hand. It's not like you're intentionally going out to hurt him, but you're not going to like pull up when you're throwing him to the ground either.
Absolutely. And Johnny, in my last comment, my team name for my fantasy team is Dallas in Chains. Do you get that?
I'm thinking here, Jay. Can you help me there?
I do. Do you not know?
No, help me.
Alice in Chains.
Well, I get that, but what is Dallas in Chains?
Well, I'm a Dallas fan, so I combined the two. Dallas in Chains to give it a little football feel, along with the grunge metal.
The only thing I can go with that is because until Dallas is no longer owned by Jerry Jones, then I guess you are kind of chained to mediocrity.
Well, that's another way of looking at it.
Thank you very much. Buddy. Still have tickets for my 10 o'clock show, by the way. Like, that's the only way I can... You know, I understood Alice in Chains. I love music, and I was just trying to figure out why Dallas in Chains. And
well, I mean...
Just because you like the group doesn't mean...
Well, we knew Husker Ritchie's a Dallas fan.
But you got to relate it somehow. Like, give me a reason why it's Dallas in Chains.
Dallas, Alice, I don't know.
Only thing I could think of is, you know, all the arrests at times with the former players. I don't know where you were going with that. So the only other thing I can throw out, I mean, over the last 20-plus seasons, a team that... All the money, all the hoopla, America's team that's based on mediocrity over these last 20 years. And so I'm thinking Dallas and change because of their ownership with Jerry Jones. That's where I'm leaving
there you
it.
Go.
All right, that's where I rest with that one. All right, coming up, Adam Sparks with the Tennessean talking Vanderbilt. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
All right, headed out this afternoon, an injury accident in the clearing stages now. Edmondson Pike at Blackman Road, look out there. That's in Nashville. Pretty much bumper to bumper from 40 all the way around the South Loop out to 24. TDOT's clearing some debris out of the roadway, 40 eastbound around 46th Avenue, so look out for that. That's out west of town. And still got road maintenance working 65 north, just above Briley Parkway. Hey, it's better to know them than not to know them. Free at last bail bonds, 615-242-3733. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on time traffic.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling. With holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while. With holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No! Do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? all instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with Holiday Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, holiday-celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, broadcasting out of the Geigen Cole Hall Studios. Don't forget, coming up just after 5, Joe Rexroad joins us, columnist with The Athletic here in Nashville, talking not only Tennessee Titans, but other subjects as well. Going back to the hotline, Adam Sparks with the Tennessee. And Adam, before we start talking about Vanderbilt, I have to ask you, one of our last callers was bringing up that he has a fantasy football team, and he's a fan of the Cowboys, and he named it Dallas and Chains. And he said, do I know why? And I'm trying to think out loud. And it's like, just because you're a Dallas fan, that doesn't give me anything. So I finally just came up with the fact that until you have a new ownership group, somebody other than somebody by the name of Jerry Jones leading your organization, then your team is going to be chained to mediocrity over these years.
I think he's going Dallas and Chains as the band Alice in Chains.
Well, that's where but that was kind of, you know, Alice in Chains, that wasn't enough for me, though. And I know music. I started off as a radio DJ, so I understand music back when I was 13 or 14, but that just wasn't enough. I needed more.
That's where he was going. You know, I haven't done fantasy leagues in forever. When I worked at the Murfreesboro paper at the D&J, we did one with sports writers and fans together, and that's the last time I played, and I won that league. And the name of my fantasy team was Sparkles and Rainbows. So I had a trophy made that said 2000, whatever it was, D&J Fantasy Football Champion Sparkles and Rainbows. Yeah, I thought that was an intimidating name until I won with it. It was 1-0. It won the title in its only year of existence.
See, I'm just like looking for somebody to come. If you really want a true name for a fantasy football team, use a Marilyn Monroe or something along those lines. Maybe in Jay's generation, throw a Taylor Swift reference or something in there. But I don't know. Dallas and Chains. Yeah, that left me empty, Adam. Left me a little bit empty. I was talking about this earlier this hour about, you know, how the Titans fans who have stopped coming to the ball games, it's like you owe it to this team to be there on Sunday. They're in first place, or at least record-wise with Houston. Houston has the tiebreakers, but you owe it to this team to be there in person on Sunday. And I basically have said, you don't owe anybody anything if you're a Titans fan. I mean, what about the organization owing you when they weren't spending anywhere close to their full salary cap? They were pocketing the money, giving you a teams that, like, for example, went 5-27 in 2014 and 15, where they had money that they could have spent. They just kept it in their back pockets because you only have to spend 89% of your salary cap. This organization has taken this city and this fan group for granted for many years, and just because you've had a great four-week span here, and I mean, now you owe it to the team to show up on Sunday, you don't owe them anything.
Yeah, the fans these days, and whether it's Titans, any pro stuff, or, you know, we've had a discussion about Vanderbilt before, the fans these days are not less loyal than fans 20, 30 years ago. They just have more options. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, when I was a little kid, we had, I lived out in the middle of nowhere in rural West Tennessee, and we had two channels on their TV set, ABC and PBS, which we didn't watch PBS. So,
you had one channel, US and ABC, and you watched whatever was on, WBBJ out of Jackson, that was the station. And so you were loyal to that channel because that's what you had. Well, on my TV now, I've got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus. And, you know, if one of those looks better to me than the other one, I'll just cancel the other. And I have no loyalty to that. Well, in the sports market today, you know, on a Sunday afternoon for NFL or a Saturday afternoon for SEC football or college football, I just got a whole lot more options than I did years ago. So it doesn't mean I'm less loyal of a fan. It just means instead of one option or two options, I've got 20. And that's where Nashville is. That's where I think that's where college sports are. And it even go back to the TV reference. I can sit at home and watch it, and it's often a better experience than watching it, and a cheaper experience than watching it at the stadium. So people are different. It's just the options are more.
I mean, when you have 53 players making a combined 180 to 190 million, Hawkeye Jason made a good point saying that "we owe," and in quotation marks, "them something" doesn't translate well to the average Joes. And when you're thinking about all these teams owned by billionaires, the average Joes owe a billionaire anything. And the funny thing about it, if you sit home and watch on the tubes, there's a reason why, you know, all these teams are making what they're making is because of these huge TV contracts. I mean, like, for example, last week's game between the Titans and Oakland drew a 27-plus rating. That's what they love, because then they can go back when they renegotiate their TV contracts. Hey, people are watching. They're paying attention. You know, they may have been protesting about the fact players not, you know, for players kneeling for the national anthem, but they're still paying attention, and that's how they get the extra money with these TV contracts, where they don't even have to sell their first ticket.
Yeah, and that's the irony of the whole situation. You owe it to come see us in person. Well, as far as you're talking about money, that you owe it to stay at home and watch. You owe it to me to stay at home and watch TV, so that TV contract is fatter the next time, or at least not leaner the next time around.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, the TV contract, staying at home and watching it, actually is a better profit and a better long-term source of revenue than somebody showing up and paying, you know, $20 to $100 for a ticket. I get it. It's the experience of let's go and be at the stadium and affect the game, which is a wonderful thing about sports. But again, it just goes to the fact that you have a whole lot of options, and your loyalty gets less and less the more options that you have. It's just human nature.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Over the last 3 years, home games for the Tennessee Titans, bored to tears, where I'm needing an extra caffeine jolt there in the second half, four out of every five games having that experience. Bored to tears compared to being excited one out of five. And that's what the experience has been like. So great that these last 4 weeks has produced these wins and all that. But the bottom line is, for most part, if you're a Titans fan watching over the last 3 years in person, you've been bored, not unless you're a fan of the other team being excited.
But there, I will say, there is a measure of pride that goes into it. If you are proud of your city and proud of your quote-unquote your team, then you're going to go and represent your team in that way. Because it is a bad look nationally. And, you know, I've dealt with Twitter, obviously, before, of, you know, why are you taking a picture of that empty stadium on a Saturday, and why are people doing the same thing on Sunday for the Titans and all that? There is a pride in going and representing your team. It's just there's a fine line between pride and loyalty and where that kind of stands.
What they should be doing is thanking you, because you're shaming the administration to do something about it. The athletic administration, the school administration, because you're embarrassing them. Look, you're getting the 40-plus million per year as a piece of pie from the SEC. What are you doing to make the fan experience more enjoyable? And so if nothing else, at least you're shaming the athletics department and the administration at Vanderbilt by showing those pictures.
Well, and I will say on Vandy's part, because we're kind of turning toward Vandy here, is that, you know, I see on Twitter a whole lot today of, why is there not a facility plan? Why don't you put out a blueprint of a new stadium today so the football team doesn't lose another commitment and these sort of things? That's irrational. Now, in the long term, that's rational for Vanderbilt, you know, I mean, you see a whole lot of people says, well, they promised me a new stadium in the 90s and then the late 90s and early 2000s, and I've heard this song and dance before, I don't believe it. Well, who's in charge now? Malcolm Turner, and there's a new chancellor too, but who's in charge now just got there. So Malcolm Turner wasn't here in the 90s. He wasn't here in the early 2000s. He wasn't here a year ago. The chancellor wasn't here 2 weeks ago. And so I get the frustration, but I see a whole lot on Twitter and elsewhere tagging at Vandy AD, you know, you've been here a few months. How come you don't have the answers to all these problems? Well, that's the answer is in the question. And so frustration, I understand, but rational outrage, I'm not seeing a whole lot of that right now.
Well, the other thing, too, is we're not talking about dictatorship either. You know, you say Malcolm Turner's in charge, but really, what does that mean now in the day's world of big-time college athletics?
Yeah, that's true. It's a board of trust, it's a chancellor, it's a whole lot of other things. And, you know, I've seen some weird comments from, and I know this comes from frustration. I answered dozens of emails along this, at least lines, of people that are just angry and just want to be heard. But I hear a whole lot of, are we going to fire Derek Mason now because this, that, and the other has happened? Are we going to hear about a stadium now because this, that, and the other has happened? Well, Malcolm Turner said they were going to know late this year, early next year, internally about what direction they want to go with facilities. And then sometime middle or late next year, they may announce something publicly. So we're talking about maybe 9 months to a year away before something is said publicly. He has said that over and over and over. As far as the coach, he said Derek Mason is their coach. He's staying. He's here next year. So a lot of people that are wanting things today, they've already been given the answer. It's not coming today. It's not coming next month. It's not coming for several months. So, you know, just because you're asking out of frustration doesn't mean that you're going to get a different answer. That your questions have already been answered. You just don't like the answers. And that's understandable, but the answer is not going to change.
I mean, I was told privately, I mean, the reason why Ole Miss made the decision that they did and Keith Carter and they moved on from Matt Luke was because they had no choice financially. I mean, when they were already getting deletions as far as, you know, they already saw the reduction in season tickets going into this, you know, the 2019 campaign, and they were seeing that again where people were not going to renew. They had no choice. They had to make that decision. And so we look at a Vanderbilt where you're talking about somebody decommitted. We saw that. We're looking at a recruiting class going to be one of the worst ones in how many years? And so a team that was not bowl eligible last year, this season, and we're talking about a time where three of the most prolific offensive players returned this year, and they were talking about the virtues of coming to Vanderbilt as a student athlete, and you laid a major egg like this on the football field this season, and you look at what's coming as far as 2020, and you're going to have the worst recruiting class. I mean, look, 10 of the 14 schools in the SEC are in the top 24 in the country in recruiting. And you're about 40-plus below that if you're Vanderbilt. How are you going to make headway in the West and the East and be competitive when you can't even be competitive from a recruiting standpoint?
Yeah, now that's where I think the fans have a very legitimate gripe of why should I buy season tickets next year? Because each year, usually you can say, well, things didn't work out this year, but next year they're going to be better because this, that, and the other. I don't really know the argument that you can make. I mean, you can say maybe the defense would be a little better because a lot of it's back, but that's an inch when you need a mile of progress. You know, for all the reasons that you just said, and, you know, a lot of times this year, when you change coaches, you say, well, we're going to take a hit for one year. We're going to have basically a lost recruiting class by making changes. Arkansas and Ole Miss and Missouri and all those are kind of dealing with that now. Well, Vandy's going to kind of take a loss. They may take a lost recruiting class this year without changing coaches.
Right.
And that's got to be a frustrating thing for the fans because, you know, the commitments are at 12 right now. They're going to pick up about 4, 5, 6 more. They lost one to Northwestern. It's already in the upper 60s right now, which is the lowest rated by 24/7 that it's been since 2008. So this class could look like, and right now it looks like, a class where a coach was just fired and you're trying to keep it together. The only thing is that you kept the coach, and that's the bad part about it. And that's why, you know, you could pay for this next year, but you could pay for it 2 or 3 years down the road, regardless of who the head coach is.
Adam, as always, we appreciate you, buddy. Remind everybody again how they can keep up with your coverage of the Commodores.
Yeah, in print Tennessean, online Tennessean.com, and on Twitter at Adam Spark.
Hey, we appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Johnny. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Adam Sparks with the Tennessean joining us. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Joe Rexroad, columnist with The Athletic here in Nashville, talking Titans and more. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
All right, problems out on the west side of town, this time in Bordeaux. This will be at Briley Parkway near Centennial Boulevard. The off-ramp there is blocked with a couple of vehicles that have gotten together, so look out for that. It's backing traffic up all the way back to Interstate 40 at this point. Headed out to Murfreesboro, very slow on 24 West, all the way out, looks like, to Bell Road. We still have road construction working right now, 65 just north of Briley Parkway, and lots of traffic moving past the airport out toward Mount Juliet. It's better to know them than to not know them. Free at last bail bonds at 615-242-3733. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on time traffic.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Team owner Joe Gibbs had pretty good odds going into the championship race at the end of the season, with three of his cars being able to take home the cup. His number 18 car did just that, with Kyle Busch behind the wheel.
Our year seemed to have something special to it. You know, you just get a special feeling. I've had, you know, it can happen in football. You just get a feeling where the team is really, everybody is squared away going hard. And one year doesn't buy the next year. We won a Super Bowl in 87. 88 was our worst year. Same people, same everything. So anyways, I felt like this year we really, our teams, as I said in there, really worked well together. And it was just an unusual year. And I know that may never happen again. So we're going to enjoy that. So.
And Joe's not exactly looking forward to 2020. He's already looking towards 2021 with the all-new NASCAR race car on the horizon.
There's always been concerns like that, you know, as you go forward with something that big. But I think they're going, it's going to be done. And so when something like that happens, and it's happened before in football too when I was over there, when something big's going on, I try and say, okay, let's handle this better than anybody else handles it. And odds are you're going to get a jump, because a lot of people will fumble. You know what I mean?
The final lap.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
This is it, your last chance to give a great holiday gift this decade. But time is ticking. Luckily for you, Dell and Intel have a sale to end 2019 on a high note and kick off the new decade in style. Score new deals every weekday and save big on computers that redefine what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. There's also deals on an amazing selection of the best electronics brands, all with free shipping. If you get moving today, you can get great gifts under the tree in time. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL, or visit Dell.com/holiday. Remember to look for Intel.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon: sunny with a high near 46 with an east-southeast wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 27 with calm winds becoming east-southeast around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Frank's with you, along with Jay Henson, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. I'd like to remind you, you know, this is that time of year when, obviously, when your heating unit goes out, you're going, okay, can't deal with this, right? Same thing applies during the hot summer days, trying to find ways to cool off. Nobody in Middle Tennessee better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues, also to water heaters as well, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. They've been serving the area for over 30 years. Owner Brian Eskew and his team dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business. And look, they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude unit in my house, and I've been a loyal customer of Atlanta's AC Service now for almost a decade. Remember, financing is available, and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call. The number, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065, or go to lanhamsacservice.com. Hour number one in the books, hour number two coming up. Visits with Joe Rexrobe with The Athletic here in Nashville, talking Titans and more. And then around 5:37 or so, Ryan Callahan from Knoxville with GoVols247.com. That's all coming up in hour number two, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.